Your trees got you stumped? Call in your question. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Second.
And John, you wanted to stay on the ironwood topic a little bit longer as we continue our conversation, talking trees.
Well, you said it's a pretty bad time for any of your trees to be defoliating or having thin foliage just because of the risk of sunburn. You know, the with the high temperatures coming this week, that intense extra 10 degrees can just be really devastating to your trees. Might be a consideration to throw a piece of shade cloth over the top of some of your vulnerable trees. If you've got some very new plantings out there that like that one listener who called in, it might not be a bad idea to go to your local nursery, buy a several yards of shade cloth, and you can drape them over, you know, tie them down if you need to keep them from blowing away in the wind, and maybe even just to get them through this next week until we're down into the hundreds again. But you've got to sometimes give them a little bit of an assist to get them through the really intense 110-plus degree days. Speaking of which, with regard to your monsoon preparation, you also want to be thinking about preparing your trees for some wind. By the way, wind is also exacerbates the heat issue because those hot, dry wind can be almost as damaging as the actual temperature because it just can dry out our plants. And once the bark and the leaves have been have lost their water, they really begin to shrivel and brown up and die back. Then you have this vicious cycle of thinning foliage, browning foliage, leaves dropping. And then it opens up the interior to the plant to even more heat, and it can be the beginning of the end of a tree or shrub if it gets that far down the road.
And I might suggest tree tape for those trunks that are damaged as well.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. You can buy a nice tree tape that you can wrap those, especially those smooth-barked trees. Our neighbor just put in a new ash tree just next door. And I actually took the tree tape off because the plantings, the travel stake, was taped right next to the trunk of this nice ash tree. You'll notice quite often new trees, when they arrive from the nursery, have a stake that's right next to the trunk. And it's called a travel stake because it's intended only to keep the tree safe until it's delivered to its final destination. But once that tree's in the ground, that planting stake should come out. So I unwrapped the white tape that was wrapped around it, pulled the tree stake out, and then rewrapped the trunk with the tape. So be sure that you protect those smooth bark trees, especially on the south and west sides.
And trees like ficus and citrus are very susceptible. Ash are all very susceptible to sunburn. And we have a lot of sooty canker going around. It's an airborne pathogen that's just exploded this year.
It's devastating trees across the valley.
Yeah, so no pruning on any of those thin bark trees right now either.
Yeah, that sooty canker is an airborne fungal pathogen. And the spores are just microscopic. They're so small. They appear like soot on your fingers when you've touched the infected bark tissue. But they blow in the wind, and they're very opportunistic. We get a nice windstorm in the summer, and that sooty canker just goes spreading all across the landscape. And if you have pruning cuts and other wounds in these smooth bark trees, caused from sunburn and other reasons, those spores will get in there and get active.
And speaking of citrus, that's exactly what Jim in Scottsdale would like to talk about his lemon tree. We may have just answered his question. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, it did. Actually, it did. Because I'm getting brown spots and the leaves are turning yellow. And we tried to cover up the areas that were, you know, from the sun, and it seemed to grow a little bit, but still getting the brown spots on the leaves.
Yeah, anything you can do to kind of get that tree through the this difficult time by putting some shade cloth over. Sometimes the shade cloth is called 50-50 shade cloth. They've got different percentages, but 50-50 is nice because it gives you some shade value, but it allows enough sunlight to come through to continue to stimulate growth. Because your whole point of putting the shade cloth on is to get the protect the tree from the sun, but you don't want to block the sun entirely because you want some of the foliage that's emerging from lower in the canopy to come in and fill in those spots to eventually shade the tree with the foliage so that you can take the shade cloth off. So go buy some 50-50 shade cloth and get it over those vulnerable plants and maybe get them through. And sometimes people will put it on through an entire summer, and then we'll pull it off in the fall when the sun angle is a little bit lower in the sky and the heat's not as intense.
Now we're talking about all the trees under stress, and Mark in Phoenix wants to know why he can't get rid of his rogue sisu tree. Let's see if we can't bring him in and see if we can't get this one defeated for him. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. It is two trees that I have. One is close to a lawn, which I can now actually, what I believe, truly feel the roots under me when I walk it. And the other one's actually buckling all the some travertine tiles that we have out there. I was just wondering, it's a beautiful tree, gives you lots of shade, but it's messing up everything else, it seems. Is there any way of actually controlling that, or is it just time to remove those trees?
Well, that's a difficult challenge. Sisu trees are notorious for invasive roots. I know that John's done some consultation where the neighbor's sisu tree roots actually came up and broke through the foundation in the garage of one of his clients. We find them really breaking up sidewalks, really invasive. They'll go after water in pools, especially if you're in a lawn area. Now, I don't know how close you are to a foundation. You can put some root barriers in that are helpful if you want to control and keep that nice shade tree. But long term, it's a difficult tree to control the roots on.
Yeah, if you just root barrier installations involve trenching with a deep trencher, usually a 36-inch trencher at least. But you'll need to bring that trencher in and dig alongside the hardscape you're trying to protect. And we insert a polypropylene piece of material down into that trench. And it basically keeps the roots from getting beyond that barrier. And then you'll have to just treat whatever roots are on the other side, on the hardscape side, and because sometimes those roots can have a life of their own. But at least you're not dealing with the tree continuing to put out resources to supply all those satellite roots that are going out throughout the yard. But yeah, very difficult trees. Sometimes your only option is to take the tree out and to treat it with a contact herbicide. Be certain that you don't grind out the stump before you've treated it with a contact herbicide, though. Once the tree is taken down, we usually the very same day, if not the same hour, we will treat the cut stump with a contact herbicide, which will be absorbed into the stump and will give us usually a kill radius of about 10 or 12 feet from the stump. But then beyond that 10 or 12 feet, those roots can grow sometimes 100 feet from the tree and they'll pop up all over the yard. So you'll have to, you know, do some spot treatment after the tree is removed. But that is a process. It takes sometimes a year or two, but eventually you can get control on all those roots that are sending up other little trees.
Well, let's cover a couple of the talking points before we get to the next caller. And we've got a handful of text questions we'll rifle through here. But palm trees, Mexican palm trees, California palm trees, queen palms.
Well, we have some set times that you need to be certain if you want to try to get all the seed pods in one trimming. Wait until June 15th to start trimming your skinny Mexican fan palms, the tall skinny palms or your Mexican fan palms. Trim those after the 15th of June, which is coming up in a week or so. And then if you trim them before the 15th of June, you'll likely have seed pods emerging after later this summer after you've already trimmed the trees. So if you want to try to get them all in one trimming, 15th of June.
You only want to climb up those once a year.
That's right. Or pay for it twice. The California fan palms, the chunkier, shorter fan palms, you should wait until after July 15th to trim those. And then queen palms, you can, basically they put out those seed pods pretty much all spring and summer into the fall. So you have to just trim them as soon as you see the seed pods. And sometimes all you need to do with queen palms is take the seed pods out and take off any brown, lower brown fronds, but leave your queen palms and all of your palms as full as possible. Try not to over-trim them. I know when you're trimming those tall Mexican fan palms, you know, you might want to trim those up a little bit higher because they do fold down. The fronds will fold down and turn brown pretty quickly. So I'll give you a little bit of grace with regard to the proper pruning practices to trim those a little more aggressively. But as a general rule, we try to leave as many green fronds as you can, understanding, though, that if you're only going to trim them once a year, you might need to be a little more aggressive.
Sir, well, you had mentioned earlier that your soft bark trees, you want to make sure you're not trimming or covering the barks, make sure that they're sunscreened. But it's also a great time on the other flip side to prune your faster growing aggressive trees that have a harder bark.
Yeah. Yeah, the smooth bark trees are the ones that are more susceptible to.
Well, our desert trees really start to come alive when it gets warm, and that's when they're really growing. You know, some of the eucalyptus don't even start to grow until it gets to 100 degrees, but they're fast growing and they're actively growing. And so when you go in and prune them before the monsoons to get them ready for the winds, they will continue to leaf out. So they recover very quickly, and they hold their prune a little bit longer.
Yeah, we like to try to wait as long as you can on your fast-growing trees to prune them, because if you prune them in February or March, they've replaced almost all that foliage by the time the monsoons come, so they're very heavy. So we try to wait till this time of year, May and June, to do the pruning on some of those more vigorous trees like your mesquites, eucalyptus. And as Sarah said, they respond quickly and respond favorably to that heavier pruning, because they're so fast growing.
And the trees were really late to leaf out this year. A lot of the mesquites, you know, that normally are blooming in March didn't leaf out until April. And so there, you have to wait till that spring flush of growth comes through and they're full, and then you prune those. And then sometimes they get, you know, always they get that second flush of growth in the fall.